Train welcoming you to the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And best way to pull up the stream, go to the Animal World website, marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen Upper Left and then Listen Online. You'll be all set up to stream the show. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook these days as well. Look for Martha Norwalk's Animal World. And, man, there's some just really great stories. The Golden Retrievers are there, but a couple of really neat squirrel stories. One's a rescued baby and how, you know, and saving that one. It's just very cute. But the... I think it's the first post. It's a story of a couple that found this squirrel, a baby squirrel, on their that's the film right there. That's Mr. Peaches, and they found him as a sick or injured baby on their porch, and so they bottle fed him and raised him. And this is, it's all on video now. This is 4 years later. They raised this squirrel, but they raised him to, you know, to let him go and be outside and stuff. The problem, but he's part of the family and he loves them, so he's free to come and go. He even made his own hole into the you know, patio sort of area, and so he just comes and goes as he pleases. But he chooses to live with these people, and they have, it's just an incredible video, and hearing the story. And all that they do with this little guy, but it's just so cute. Squirrels really bond pretty nicely. And anyway, it's a wonderful story. If you want to see, you know, have a really big smile on your face and warm and touched, and
it's even
really
climbing the leg like a tree and just hanging on there.
Well, and
that must hurt. I mean, those look like pretty tight pants.
Well, let's see, and I used to do that in Laurelhurst when I was a kid. I would feed the squirrels. We fed, you know, peanuts. But of course, you know, I mean, the animal trainer in me, very young, I of course was trained in the squirrels, and I taught them to run up my legs and come up and then dive into my pocket to get their peanuts.
Mm-hmm.
So... so I had squirrels climbing up like that on me all the time, but I taught them to do that. But, I mean, they didn't move in with me. I would have loved that, but I don't think my parents would have gone along with that one. It's really quite amazing, the relationship with this guy. And there he's on the stove. He's running the kitchen. He knows where they keep his nuts. So he comes in and gets his nuts anyway. But he comes every day and gets butt rubs from the husband. It's really cute to see him on the guy's shoulder getting a butt rub, this little squirrel. But apparently he has a book. They've written a book about him and all of that. But and that's quite amazing. Do you know, have a feeling, Natasha? I mean, what's a lifespan on a squirrel? Do you have any idea? I don't know how long they live.
I really don't. I'm hearing like 3-5 years.
Hey, Siri. What's the lifespan of a gray squirrel?
Ooh,
See how smart she is. Oh, how about this? Adult squirrels can have a lifespan of 5 to 10 years in the wild. Some can survive 10 to 20 years in captivity.
Wow. I'm glad I was wrong on that one.
I was going to say probably a lot of that shortened one is due to outside circumstances, like them accidentally missing their jump from a tree or playing chicken on the road and getting hit by a car.
Or a hawk or,
They got a lot of things after
them. A lot of predators, yeah. Well, and I think isn't that the normal case with most wildlife? The lifespans are shorter in the wild than in captivity.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think there's exceptions to that with a few. You know, there's always an exception to prove the rule, as they say. But most of the time, they're going to live longer in captivity because there just is not as many threats.
Exactly. The outside, you know, contaminants, poisons, or whatever it is, you know.
Little funny thing about squirrels, though, it's estimated that 30% of their stored nuts are forgotten where they're left, and they end up becoming trees. So if you see, like, trees around, thank a squirrel for that, because it probably forgot where it buried its nuts.
I'll tell you what, my squirrels have an issue. Well, I have the Douglas squirrels, the native squirrels.
Mm-hmm.
They're the little ones, and they live all year round on my property. The gray squirrels, they're in the neighborhood, but I don't believe any of them actually reside on my property. They come, though, for my big maple. You know, when the maples start dropping the seeds, then they come in to get the maple seeds, and I appreciate that. But I'll tell you what, even the little ones, there are so many holes in my grass and my moss. You know, I mean, they pull up and then they stuff something
they bury
in there.
It.
There is stuff buried all the heck over in my grass. And fortunately, you know, it gets mowed. But yeah, you know, little stuff comes up. I have no idea what they're planting. I think they're planting hazelnut trees because I have several hazelnut trees on my property.
Mm-hmm.
So they could be burying hazelnuts.
They're walnuts in my yard.
Oh, okay.
Which is so fun because I can't even touch the plant because my skin burns. It's almost like a burn. And so I can't touch them. So my husband has to go in and pre-weed my weeding.
He has to go make sure there aren't any walnuts hanging out.
And
this is something, I mean, could we share this about
sure.
your, as we were talking about this before we went on the air, and I was quite surprised. I mean, I'm very aware that people can have very serious nut allergies.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, people that are psychic folks like Natasha are often special, you know, and have weird things. Well, I've never heard of anybody that's so, and most of them are real sensitive on lots of levels. Like we with Kim Miller Medium, when she was a regular on the show, we had to be real careful. And I remember one day it was really stinky when I arrived and I just a little herbal poof in here. She's got, you know, asthma, so and she couldn't be in the studio. And it was anyway, so that you can be anyway. I've never heard of anyone as allergic to nuts as Natasha is, because with you don't have. It's not now. You can't eat them because
my throat will close up.
That's really bad. But you can't touch them.
I can't touch them.
But get this, folks.
And a lot of people are like this with peanuts and stuff.
I didn't
like that.
Realize this, but she cannot even be in the same room with nuts.
And this
if
has
they
just
are
been in the
wrapped
last
up
like
in
6
something.
Months.
So your sensitivity has gotten worse to the nuts. But I mean, that kind of just blows me away that, you know, if the nuts are like just sitting in a bowl, you can't even go in that room or you'll have a reaction.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. The last time it took, I didn't use an EpiPen last time, when I got a reaction. And that's where I was going back to that mantra I was calling told the previous caller is that, you know, you can't stand in fear of it, but I can stand in honor of it. I can stand in acknowledgement of it. I can stand in the application that this is something I have, you know, and I know that I still am in like a fear and flight when I first get reacted because it's so new. Yeah. You know, it's a very new thing. And so with that, that it's the process of going through it. But I have to really not be fearful of it, because otherwise it controls me. And I don't want anything to control me. I don't want to be controlled, you know. So it's like I have to go into the acknowledgement of it. You know, like I'm going to be in a fair this weekend, you know, up in Bellingham. And I pre-mentioned to the people that I do have a severe nut allergy. And, you know, because there's a lot of healthy people that like to eat nuts, you know, type thing. But I acknowledge that there's a lot of people out there that have these kinds of allergens, you know, airborne allergens or touching allergens that they struggle getting out of the house because they get into fear and flight. You know, like my Fred Meyer, I can't go down certain aisles. I have to stay in certain parts of the store because there's certain aisles that have when they're free or contained, you know what I mean? That like
the bulk produce aisle.
Exactly, exactly. Or if there's a mass production, like if they have like a setup of a lot of nuts because they're in the facility, so the contaminant is on the packaging. So I hold my breath down those aisles. But, you know, it's a thing that a lot of us are doing that. But that's part of our upgrade that we're going through on this planet is that our bodies are struggling with some of this upgrade. And I can tell you that I know that understanding my body a little bit, that my adrenals and liver and gallbladder and thyroid and a lot of my body organs went into fear and they went into shutdown. I was not.
Because of the reaction?
Oh, no, because of just stress. My adrenals were in fear and I've been in fear and flight for so many years that my adrenals said basically, I've had enough. And then that produced a domino effect of other organs. And I have an understanding that when I get my body more healthy, that my reaction hopefully will come down a notch or two.
Oh, that's good.
You know,
that's
because good. A lot of times when we're in the heightened reaction, it's because there's something out of balance in our bodies. And
but you said that I don't believe I've ever heard of anyone being that sensitive to nuts that they couldn't.
Oh, yeah.
Even be in
there's
a room
people
with them,
that don't
but
there fly.
There are other people mm-hmm. that have that greatest sensitivity.
Yeah, there's a lot of kids that way, too. Wow.
And I know someone allergic to cats, they can't even be in a room with somebody that owns a cat.
Yeah.
I mean, it's.
Wow.
Just,
yeah.
Yeah.
We're getting that hypersensitivity. The thing is, though, how do we let it manipulate us and that kind of thing? And so I'm looking at the whys. You know, I'm looking back to why I was, when I first got triggered. Back, you know, probably 7 years ago now with the nut allergy in the first place. You know, why did I get that? Well, where was I in my life? What was happening where it put me into fear and flight or into these different acknowledgments? And I can say it was probably right before my husband got sober.
Oh.
You know, so life was pretty stressful. I was deciding if I was going to leave my husband, you know, a lot of those kinds of things. Oh. And so there was a lot of uncertainty, and so that's when things can slip into your life that like to kind of snag you up.
Yeah, so you know things are changing for Natasha going through all of that. You know, everyone else is affected as well. And you just mentioned something as you were talking. I think we might as well cover the base. But did you say you're doing a fair this weekend
mm-hmm, up in Bellingham?
So. Are we talking, you know, like the metaphysical or psychic fair type thing?
Mm-hmm.
So Natasha does do these local fairs from time to time. And it's a neat place to connect with Natasha if you'd like to. Because don't you have like a cheapy little reading that you can do
yes.
when you go? So where will you be and tell us the details?
It's up at Bellingham at the Spiritual for Living Church up there. It's on Fur, I think. And it's going to be from 10 to 4. Saturday. Yeah, it's a really wonderful. I've done this fair for many years and it's just a comfortable, well-round, it's in the trees up in Bellingham or southern Bellingham. And it's a really nice fair to be in.
Yeah, so if you want to go up there and then you can, you know, usually it doesn't cost very much to have a...
No, I do have a fair rate that I do that's a little bit cheaper. And I don't do longer, longer sessions. If you want a longer session, I ask you to come back and we can do a longer session. Because it's, you know, 15 minutes is just a little snippet of what realities you can have, you know, and how things can happen. And I tap into a lot of things, but I can't go into depth because, you know, we're not in privacy either. And I respect privacy.
Yeah, that makes sense. All right. So if you went to the Center for Spiritual Living in Bellingham, that's where it's at? Mm-hmm. All right. 10 to 4?
10 to 4,
Saturday.
I think. Yeah, there's a $5 entry fee, but there's a lot of good people there. They bring in a lot of wonderful good healers, readers, you know, crystals, you know, just different things. So it's a well-run fair.
All righty. Well,
thank you.
Let's take care of our advertisers we're actually on time for once. And then let's come back and get a follow-up report about the Bagman and his little idiosyncrasies and how he's doing with the latest. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A Washington.org.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Find our app in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store and take us with you wherever you go. Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Hey, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are in the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here until noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from our wonderful Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. They've got the wonderful Blue Lotus Temple and the Yoga Hall on the Bothell Everett Highway in the Canyon Park area. Great meditation classes, yoga classes, and everything is hybrid these days, so you can join in person or you can join online. So there's really no excuse for not participating. And you can check everything out at anandawashington.org. And then, of course, our wonderful sound healer, Jude Ponton, Whispering Dragon Center, is in her home in Shoreline. great access and parking, and it's just wonderful to be in the energy of the gongs and the acutonic forks. And man, it can make a real difference in shifting this kind of energy and so forth. So check her out. It's whispering-dragon.com is the website, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or you can just give Jude a call at 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. And I am still being a behavior therapist and trainer and working with people privately in their homes, help them understand their dogs and teach them how to live with their dogs and peculiar to their situation and get problems solved quickly. And I always do a free telephone evaluation and I'm available for that kind of stuff. I am now booking Saturdays, although, you know, towards the mid to end of August now, but I have weekday openings. So if you know anybody's got problems with their dog friends and they need some help, just tell them to call me. And I'm happy to chat with them for free on the phone. And if I can help them, I'll let them know all the details. If not, I'll send them to whoever can. So give them my phone number, 360-217-7258. 360-217-7258. All righty then. We do have open phone lines. Natasha Venter is here, and she is available to do personal awareness coaching or a little, you know, reading for you if you want to know how the energy is affecting your life or your animal friends. But hold off on your phone calls for just a little bit here because I want to engage Stacy, and she can't talk on the phone to you guys and talk to us at the same time.
It's okay. I can take the calls.
Well, that's true. If the phone rings, Nathan will answer the phone. So how about
that? We'll take Stacy's request while we're doing that.
Yes. That sounds good. All right. So, Stacy.
Yes.
Let's see. To catch everybody up, if you don't know, Stacy is a dog mom, and she has two French bulldogs, two Frenchies. And her older female Tank is a therapy dog and a wonderfully well-balanced, fantastic Frenchie. And then there's the Bagman.
The Bagman.
And he's the younger of the two. How old is Bags
he
now?
He turned five. So Tank just turned 10 and Bagel just turned
five. I can't believe he's
five. I know.
I still think of him as
a little one.
Little one.
He just looks, he's kind of small.
But he's
too.
On the small side.
He's on the small side.
And of course, in a Frenchie suit, he's so cute.
Very cute.
But he has some quirks or eccentricities. And he's, over the years, prior to this last month and recently, he had a couple of little quirky behavioral things. That, you know, one he would did with you on the couch. And,
right.
And it was one of those things that would just start it out of the blue and then he'd do it every day. And and you weren't able to deal. Anyway, so how we addressed that is when Dr. Nels was in the studio, you know, doing the show on Second Sunday, he did a little reset and a little session on Bags remotely. Well, the first time, and Stacey comes back the next week and said, Miracle, it was like gone.
Yeah.
Problem just stopped. Okay. Then I don't know how many months ago, and again, then Bags has got another little quirky thing.
Yeah.
That all of a sudden started out of the blue and it's not resolved. So Nils did another treatment. Miracle, done, gone.
Better, yes.
Okay. All right. So then we get to last month. Stacey says, okay, now we got another thing going on. So tell us what was the latest thing that started happening.
So, okay, I on the weekend, usually on my day off, I go to this coffee shop I like in Kirkland, and it's a drive-thru. Mm-hmm. But they don't have, like, the speaker. Like, somebody actually walks up to your car and takes your order because they got this big line. So by the time you get to the booth, then your coffee's ready. So person comes up to your car, takes your order. So I usually bring the pups along, and Tank likes to ride in the back, so she's in her little crate in the back, but Bags likes to sit in the front. So he's got his little seat belted into the front seat, and the woman comes up, takes my order, and we've been doing this for years now. And
it's not been a problem.
He looks at them, they go, oh, hey, you know, and does he want a treat? And I should go, oh, no, it's okay. And so, but he just quiet, sits there, looks at the people, nothing. Well, then the last, I would say, 3 weeks, maybe a month, the person comes up and takes my order. In the middle of the order, Bag starts barking, like crazy barking, you know, And it's like, what is that about, you know?
So, and kind of, and directed at the, person.
Because he would like just be sitting there, and then the we're taking my order, not engaging the dog at all. And then he'll just start looking at them, and then like he looks nervous and starts barking at them.
Like, so Stacy explained all that, you know, last week.
Right.
And so Nels did, you know, had a treatment for Bags. And so we were eagerly awaiting the next trip to the coffee shop. So,
So
that brings us to yesterday evening. And Stacy texted me and Dr. Nels. And because it just all of a sudden it all made sense to me. And the first two episodes that had worked with the resets and stuff, you know, I didn't get a big hit on those, and I don't think I said anything else about it. I mean, Nels reset and everything was fine. Okay, so then I'm going to read you her text because this is what did it for me. She says, thought I would give you a Bagman update. Took him to my coffee drive-thru this morning. He sat there nice and quiet while the woman walked up to my window and took my order. He did great until the woman sees him and says, oh, he's so cute. Then he looked nervous and barked once. I said, Bags, Harmony. Because that's what
that's
came.
What
Nels did his treatment on Bags last week.
Mm-hmm.
And then the word that came through for him was Harmony.
Right.
And what Dr. Nels said, when you get into that energy, he wanted you to bring in Harmony.
Or just like talk to him about it all week.
About,
and that's what we did.
So they were talking. So she said, Bags, Harmony. She said, he didn't bark anymore, but he was holding his bark to a whimper.
Yeah, he's like, like he wanted to, but he didn't. But he's like,
definitely he was much better than before. And, you know, Stacy says she'll keep working on the Harmony stuff. All right. So, you know, I've told you. The good news is with Nels that the treatment did help. And
yeah,
he was
wasn't
better.
Going crazy. Yeah,
he was better. But what I'm finding, you know, I see so many Frenchies these days, and I've said, oh God, they're the bane of my existence because they're so challenging to work with. But they really are kind of the biggest challenge for me breed wise right now. But it's actually a good thing because that's what I learned from this. But kind of one of the things I'm getting these Frenchies with some of these dogs, I've got to figure out what the actual problem is, exactly what it is, in order to get through. Because, you know, you're dealing with Frenchies, which, from my perspective, are usually spoiled rotten. Cuter than anything on the planet, little brats, in a bulldog suit. And so If you don't solve the real issue for them, it's not going to work. And I've seen this in other cases, like, you know, the case I told you, I think I told you about it last week. The Frenchie that they, with the family and the vets and were all freaked out because they thought the dog was having seizures. And they were going to, you know, the vet was trying to say MRIs and all that sort of stuff. Well, finally, I had them send me the video that they had done of the dog, you know, to show the vet and all of that. And it was dirt obvious to me. And looking at the video, you know, this little dog, you know, the Frenchies have those little screw tails. Well, this dog has an unusual screw tail and it gets irritated. And the dog wasn't having a seizure. The dog just had found a way to scratch its butt, to itch its tail. And so in the way that it sat on its rear end and moved around, it ended up turning in circles doing that. But it wasn't a seizure. The dog's just itching its tail. And so the solution was treat the tail and stop the itching, you know, and then condition out, you know, the excessive behavior. But it just feels good to the dog. Well, so anyway, I read the from and Bags and the text I just read you. several things came to mind right away. What jumped out of me and is so obvious, mm-hmm. because you see this with, you know, I'm always talking about behaviorally when you meet new dogs, or if we've got dogs that are really, you know, scared or aggressive, you know, with people, one of the first steps in socializing with them is you have people ignore them. And so when you come in to that, you know, Caesar said, no touch, no talk, no eye contact. You don't look at them. You don't say anything to them. You don't touch your pet. You just pretend they're not there. Well, it's really amazing if you have a dog that's really scared of people or aggressive. If you have people come in and have them ignore, don't look and all of that. It's like from the dog's point of view, they don't know the dog is there. So it's like the dog, if they ignore them, the dog's like relaxed and kind of like no big deal because they're, it's like nobody even knows I'm here. And if through the course of a behavior modification program with these dogs, often the first step is just everybody ignores the dog until the dog realizes that having strangers around is not an issue. It's not the end of the world. And then we gradually work into the new person being able to acknowledge the dog, and we do it with the treats and without the icon. Anyway, that sort of thing. But anyway, when I read this text about Bags, it said, you know, he did great until the woman saw him and then said, oh, he's so cute. Okay, see, that's what the trigger is. This is totally fear.
Right.
It's all fear. And the trigger, right? Well, I'll get to that. And that the trigger is, see, as long as she didn't know he's there and isn't paying attention, see, then he feels fine.
Right.
But it's that instant they acknowledge him. And that's a common trigger for a lot of dogs. Mm. Now, the issue, the big thing here is that Stacy's done this and gone to this coffee shop and done this for years and was never an issue. Now all of a sudden it is. So now that aside, because that part of it I want Natasha's input on. I'll tell you why in a second. But if we didn't,
staying quiet.
if we didn't have that part here, and this is the way it's always been. Well, see, then we could take a behavior modification approach. And so we could start with, well, how could you have a little sign that you hold up, ignore dog, or look, you know, something that could cue, or you could just say to the barista when they come to the window to take the order.
Sometimes they don't. Say anything.
They don't. Right. And of course, if you say something to them, then that lets them know the dogs are there, and they might not have noticed, but then they do. But if there was a way to come up with a way to just tell them, or a sign to say ignore dog, so you could start with that kind of passive behavior mod thing where we have them there, but they never acknowledge him until, and then you might even. The next step might be the taking order doesn't say, oh, what a cute dog, and say anything to the dog, but actually looks and makes eye contact. The other thing, and then if now is he food driven enough, would he take a high value food reward?
Oh, yeah.
At the time?
Oh, sure.
So then you could start coordinating. You could have a really high value food reward that you never give him any other time except when the barista comes to the window and says, you're a cute dog. You give him a treat. And it might be she comes to the window, treat, comes to your car window, treat. Then she makes eye contact with him, treat, eye contact, treat. Then the next time, oh, you're a cute dog, treat, sort of. So we'd break it down and use a behavior modification to work through that, at the same time getting the resets with nails and stuff. Okay, so that's kind of the understanding of how I would interpret the situation as it is right now. But the glitch is we done this for years, and now all of a sudden it's a problem. Well, we already know from Natasha, we got all this energetic stuff shifting and all of this, and it might be related to all of that. But the other thing it could be related to, this is what I want to read from Natasha, is that sometimes these kind of weird fear things relate to a thyroid issue. And it's actually a low thyroid. Hmm. So first thing I was wondering is, has he ever had his thyroid checked?
I think I'll have to go back and look because he has this plan, and I think they do a
check and
part
see
of his blood work.
And if he and the blood work, if it's just a blood chemistry panel or something, they often include a T3, which is one of the thyroid hormone, or T4, one of the thyroid hormones. I'd be real curious to see what that reading is, or has been with him. A low thyroid can cause this kind of problem. When they get into a stress situation, their T3 plummets, which is the usable form of the thyroid, and then they can't think right, and so the fear gets pronounced. A low thyroid situation like that can be progressive and can come on later in life or get worse as they get older. So I'm wondering from Natasha, I'd like to know, A, as we told the story and what's going on, what impressions you got, what you think's going on with him, and can you do a little medical intuition here and check on his thyroid and see what you think, and does any of that make sense? So what did you get related to all of this?
So I would ask the question, when he's been, and I'm going over the bigger picture of the times he's gotten these scenarios, because what I'm getting is that he's a thinker, and he's not, I'm not telling, it's not a human thinking. It's a simpler, thinking, type thing. Mm-hmm. So with that either there's a time in the check in and see if these times in your life is when you're calm, you're good, things are going good.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, and then his mind kind of gets thinking about something. And I don't want to say, because it's then we put in our human thinking onto what dogs are thinking. But I just get that he just, he thinks of something, then he gets a reaction, and then it's like, and then he does this, and then it becomes a habit. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a simple concept, but there's a moment where
you're totally
comes,
confusing me. I don't get at all what you're talking about.
So there's like, it's like he's thinking like, okay, so there's nothing going on. Mom's good. I'm kind of bored here. Oh, wait a minute. I don't like this right now. So I'm going to go over and, start licking you, or I'm going to start, I mean, it's like, it's not necessarily that he's.
But that's not what's going on in the car thing at the coffee.
Yeah, but
thing.
It is though, because now check in to see, are you good in your life right now?
I think so. I mean, I had a few things, but I think I'm not stressed about it.
Yeah, exactly.
Not
so,
overly
so you're so Bags isn't
about
worried
it.
About you. Right?
I don't think so. No.
So he's a worrier, right?
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
So with that, so when he's worrying about you, he can be preoccupied with his mind, with his emotions, with his
I see what you're saying.
Type of thing. Thank you. I have to come around the bus sometimes. And so with that, then so think about it. That are these the times when, like, now this is an opportunity that I can say, oh, I can feed that emotion that I'm having of fear, flight, all that kind of stuff. That it's an opportunity. It's not like, it is so hard to say that it's not like a thinking of a human, but it's thinking that it's like he has this built up energy of worry and he doesn't know what to do with it because he's not preoccupied with you. He's preoccupied with, oh, here's an opportunity. There's worry. And it's an unconscious conscious thing he's doing.
Okay.
Yeah.
If that makes
it
sense.
Oh yeah, it's totally like you could tell. Like he gets this little look and is like,
yeah,
I'm getting worried. So I'm gonna bark because that's
exactly
what I do when I get worried.
Exactly, because he doesn't have you to worry about. He doesn't have this other thing to worry about. And so he has to put that energy somewhere. So it's the only way I can describe it. It's kind of like it's not necessarily a conscious thought. It's an unconscious thought that he does. And so you find these patterns that will come up of licking, you know, of barking, of this kind of thing that it's so check
he's
in.
He's used to doing these things. So when he doesn't do it, he has to find another outlet for it. So
exactly.
To find something else to do it in.
Exactly. And so that's why he's finding these unique things to do, because it's like it's the thing at the moment that he can fulfill that energy with.
Okay, now, do you feel that...
thyroid, I'm not getting it.
Not getting anything there. Okay.
Yeah. No, so I'm not a medical doctor, but...
So let's just see if there's anything, any baseline that you've got on any tests that's been done.
Yeah.
Okay. And it wouldn't hurt if they're, you know, doing a blood test or something on a regular basis, you know, wouldn't hurt to run a T3,
T4. Now, what about...
T4.
Okay, so I thought about this the other day when he did it again. So he's like a little squirt. With like a water squirt. So he's good at that at home. Like if he gets, somebody comes to the house and I just said, now I just show it to him and he'll stop.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Can I just show it to him in the car?
Totally. Now see, I gave you.
But I do the treat thing.
I gave you the behavior modification sequence.
Right.
And kind of how, if I were going to deal with it on that level, how I deal with it. Okay. Now, if he were mine, I don't mess around with that kind of stuff. I would just shut it down and tell him, you know, to knock it off and be quiet. I would use either, you know, a sound interrupt or any kind of training tool to break through the thought process and then tell him to be quiet. Now, since you already have a training tool that works, he doesn't like the squirt bottle.
Mm-hmm. Right. You don't even have to squirt him now. He just has to
right.
see.
Mm-hmm. So you could do the same thing. Bring the squirt bottle with you.
Thought about that the other day.
And then, you know, he starts then, you know, you'd get the squirt bottle and it might be you just touch it and he says, okay, I'll be quiet. Now, that could be very effective. And stop the barking. Now, but the downside to that approach, it doesn't address the fear. It just teaches them they have to control their bark. So normally when I'm working with a client and the dog, I take a two-step approach. Step one is control the bark and stop it. That's where your, you know, squirt bottle comes in. Mm-hmm. Step two, then, is change the way he feels about what's making him nervous. Mm-hmm. So I would use the training tool and shut it down, and then I'd go to the behavior mod so that to give him something else to think about. And so instead of thinking, oh, there's somebody around the car and oh, she's going to see me. I'm here any minute and I don't like that sort of thing. He's thinking, I'm going to get a treat. I'm going to get a treat. The treat's coming. When's the treat coming, Mom? So we change what he's thinking about. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's good.
And then when Dr. Nels is involved and he can do the resets on the nervous system and so forth, that just makes these things work better.
Because it brings Nels brings down the angst in him. And so that's the thing. And then those angst actions start becoming habits. And that's what you need.
Right.
You know, so it's that fine line between, you know, it's that, because it's almost like a split second moment where he has enough angst in him, enough that energy in him, and the opportunity presents to create a pattern.
Right.
Whatever that is. So this is just something that, you know, oh, here's another time, check in with my life. Okay, he doesn't have any place to put the angst, so what do I need to do with that angst?
Yeah, so I would take that two-step approach is one, stop the problem behavior, and then two, change the way he feels about what's causing the angst.
Okay.
So it's that basic
plan. That's reasonable.
Yeah. Okay. So now I think with the other two situations, I didn't chime in and we didn't do anything about training or behavior modification because we wanted to know if just Nels' work would solve the problem. And twice it did. That's all. And so it just went away. We didn't have to do anything else. Well, this is not completely gone away. It was much better, but it also, we're able to kind of understand it now, so we can break it down if we want to. So
And check in, because you've also come down off of a big moment in your life. Mm-hmm. You know, you're coming out of it. Mm-hmm. And so there's not that energy field of him worrying about you is not the same as it has been. So I would just kind of take an observer moment and see where you've been in the last time that those moments came up. Either you were right before a big moment that was happening in your life, or just ending with something, so that he didn't know what to do with that energy.
We have to think about that.
Okay. Yeah. Observation. It's an observation.
Awesome.
All right.
Thank you.
So we'll look forward to another report sometime soon. All righty. So we got to take care of advertisers because we're over schedule. And then we'll see when we come back. We might have time to sneak in current events before we get to Love Train and top of the hour. Phone lines are open if you've got questions for me or Natasha. And local number 425-373-5527, 425-373-5527, toll free 1-888-298-5569. So give us a call and stay right where you are, because Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Welcome, everyone. I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're excited to tell you that Conscious Talk is back for 2023. Conscious Talk will continue broadcasting right here on KKNW Fridays at our usual time.
We'll continue to bring you the very best people we know of on the leading edge of new thought and practical knowledge.
We'll also share Conscious Minutes on AM 880 Kixie during the John Tesh Show on Fridays.
Don't forget, Conscious Talk is on Fridays, where we'll continue to give you back to yourself.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com. Now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email, or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Wondering what's on next on Alternative Talk 1150? Check out 1150kknw.com.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. But we're here till noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And once again, we heard from our wonderful NuPro Supplements, N-U-P, as in Peter, R-O, supplements.com. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. You can find a lot of the some of the dog supplements at local pet stores. I know they have them on the shelf at Bridges. They have the hip and joint formula. And you can order through NuPro Supplements, or you can order on Amazon. And I got my NuPro Gold immediately when I ordered. So check them out. And Dr. Nils Rasmussen continues to be available to help you and your animal friends. He is in the process of getting ready to move, so he's a little crazy right now. But he always does a free telephone evaluation. There's still time to catch him for that. He may still have some time for in-person sessions before he moves. He doesn't really know that yet, but he's going to be out of here in the next couple of weeks, one way or the other. And he still has the do-it-yourself program available on the website. Go to healingministryforanimals.com. And if you want to speak to him, just fill out the contact form and let him know you want to chat. And, of course, if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, come join the Animal World family of advertisers, and we would love to have you. Give me a call, 360-217-7258, or shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All righty, then. We are close to the top of the hour, but I think we got time to sneak in current events. Okie dokie, speaking of entertainment here, we just mentioned it previously. Our own Natasha is going to be at the Psychic Fair up in Bellingham next Saturday, 10 to 4 at the Center for Spiritual Living. And usually they're great events. They usually have lots of crystals and rocks and stones and readers and, you know, candles healers. And incense and all kinds of cool stuff.
It is. And the place
and you
is
like
just,
this one. You've done this fair before.
This is one I try to go to every year.
Okay, so you really like this one.
Yes.
All right, so it's a good one to go. And, of course, Bellingham, real nice place to go up and visit. So that's next Saturday. And then know that Natasha does two podcasts on Monday and Wednesdays, 4 p.m. And go to her YouTube channel, Natasha Venter AC. And you can listen to those podcasts live, 4 o'clock on Monday, 4 o'clock on Wednesday. All right. So let's see. What do we got here? Nothing going on Northwest Stream Center right at the moment. Okay. Positive Alliance. The Yakima County Spay and Neuter Community Cat Clinics. The last one this month is Thursday, July 27th. And I pulled the wrong current events out here. So it's a good thing I figured that out before I said, where is everything? All right. So, yes, the 27th for spay neuter cats in Yakima. And, of course, the big bark in the park tomorrow, the Mariners, Monday 17th. That's tomorrow. All right, and then we have another bark in the park, and that's coming up. Humane Society is going to be there, and there's a ton of new things on the Humane Society list. But apparently, Nathan, they're going to be at the bark in the park tomorrow, so you can go check in with them. They probably have a booth and all kinds of cool stuff. The Aqua Sox, that's where we went to the last bark in the park. I think that's August 1st.
Yep.
And we're still thinking about that one.
But it's very likely that we will.
Oh, okay. So it's looking likely now.
Yes.
Okay. Looking likely. That's August 1st for Bark in the Park Everett Aqua Sox. It's sounding like it may become an Animal World event. But that basically means that Robbie and Abby are going. Then we'll see if anybody else joins us. So we'll keep you posted. All right, so let's see. Humane Society, let's see. Whiskers and Wheels benefiting Seattle Humane. That's July 29th, 10 to 3 at Mary Moore Park. A fantastic lineup of live music and food and photo ops with celebrities, all kinds of cool stuff. And then there's a CMAO Con at the Seattle Center Exhibition Hall on August 12th and 13th. And then Big Truck Day, Friday, August 18th at Farrell McWhorter Park in Redmond. Seattle Humane's Maxmobile and other unique vehicles that serve the community will be there. So sounds like interesting stuff. And then next week, It's the fourth Sunday of a five-Sunday month. It should be the next teaching show, behavior teaching show with Walter Stoffel, but fortunately, Walter has not yet recovered from all the stuff that's going on with him, and I'm choosing to support him and his healing right now and not bail on him, so we're just putting those shows on hold until he's recovered. But that means we got to do something else next week, and I was hoping to bring one of our most popular guests back. Had a couple in mind, but it looks like, so keep your fingers crossed, that I'm going to be able to snag Janice from NuPro. And if she can get in early enough, then we'll have time to, she's got the greatest stories in my, I'm exhausted just reading her emails and all the things she's doing with her dog these days. And the story of NuPro and all of that is just so, so great. She's such a great storyteller that I hope she'll be joining us next week. We will see. So we are out of time for this hour. We got to fire up the love train. Dancing is required, but you can dance in your bed. You can dance in your head. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere. Get up on your feet and join the love train with us. I'll cruise through and pick you up. And I energize up the love train music with our yogi energization prayer. So here we go with that. But just to let you know, phone lines are open and you want to get in line. If you want to talk to me or Natasha, we've got another hour to go. Alrighty now, here we go with our yogi energization prayer. O infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth of body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train, and it's coming right up. Animal World continues, Alternative Talk, AM 1150.